From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is taking diplomatic action against countries that co-sponsored the UN Security Council resolution against the buildup of Jewish settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, which Palestinians want as a capital for a future state. The U.S. took the unusual step of allowing the resolution rather than issuing a veto. White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said, despite the United States repeatedly standing up for Israel, its government had ignored repeated concerns about the growth of settlements in Palestinian territories.
One of our great concerns is that the continued pace of settlement activity, which has accelerated in recent years, which has accelerated significantly since 2011 when we vetoed the UN Security Council resolution that condemned settlements, puts at risk the two-state solution, as does any continued incitement to violence.
The Israeli ambassador to the UN called the Friday resolution disgraceful. An Islamic State-linked video purportedly shows the suspect in Monday's deadly truck attack on a German Christmas market calling for more attacks in Europe. Investigators are trying to determine if the 24-year-old Anas Amri received help from a network of supporters. Western security officials are increasingly worried that the Islamic State terror group may be a step ahead of renewed efforts to stop terrorist operatives from infiltrating their countries. Fears once centered on IS issue using migrant and refugee flows to sneak in highly trained operatives bent on carrying out attacks. This is VOA News.